listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to read you from Titus chapter 3, verses 10 and 11, and remind us that there are times and places where we need to remember to reject other people. Look at this, Titus chapter 3, verses 10 and 11, where we read, "Reject a divisive man after the first and second admonition, knowing that such a person is warped and sinning, being self-condemned." In this section of Titus chapter 3, Paul told Titus to remember several things. Here he told him to remember to reject a divisive man. Divisive people are not a new problem for the church. Titus chapter 3, verses 10 and 11 tells us that they've been a challenge for pastors and church leaders from the earliest days of Christianity. Simply said, the divisive man divides people in God's family without good cause. Now, I've never met a divisive person who didn't think they had good cause, but clearly not all of them do. Connecting Titus chapter 3, verses 10 and 11 with the previous verse, we can see that these divisive people were focused on foolish disputes and things that were unprofitable and useless. It seems that they divided over things that didn't matter very much. Recently, I heard a respected pastor say that one of the biggest problems in the church today is pettiness. People get offended and divide over small, sometimes trivial things. They lose their sense of proportion and end up going their own way and drawing others with them over what can be relatively minor issues. I think that there was a lot of truth in that pastor's observation. Now, notice what Paul said to do with the divisive person. First, reason with him or her, and then do it a first and second time. Our first reaction to such people should not be anger or frustration or to tell them to shut up. We should approach them with love, bringing godly admonition and wisdom. We should be willing to do this more than once. Yet, if they persist in their divisive ways, they add rebellion, rejection of authority, and unwillingness to hear of their sin of divisiveness. It's only then that we should reject them. This means that we should first put them outside the care and comfort of the community of God's people. We should do this as gently as possible and only with the necessary measure of firmness, not more. Notice that we are not to do them any harm in body, soul, character, or property. The times when the church dealt with divisive people by persecuting them in any of those ways were dark days that God helping won't be repeated in our own day. It's good to know how to deal with such divisive people. But consider this. Are you the divisive one? Do you argue and dispute and divide over things that are small in the big picture? It's hard to see this sin in ourselves. So pray that God searches your heart, my heart, and mind, and that we'll listen to what the Lord tells us. Today is a great day to ask God, Lord, tell me if there's any way in which I'm being divisive, and then to set that right before Him and others.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.